Oh yeah, I start. Hello and welcome to the 6 of 1 podcast, a curiosity podcast where we talk about whatever the heck we wanna. My name's Saf. I'm one half of your host. And my other host is Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
Did you like that intro?
Heck?
Yeah.
Not hell.
I thought heck would be funnier. Hell okay. Is like whatever.
You're going for whatever the hell,
but whatever the heck is like, ooh. Wow.
Yeah, you're going for
what the heck?
Comedic. I see.
Yeah.
Was it funnier? I don't know. That's up for debate.
Tweet us. We don't have a Twitter. Don't tweet us. I mean, I have an individual Twitter, but like.
I do too.
So yeah, tweet us. Find us.
If you're good.
You don't know our full names. Find us. Tweet us.
Good luck.
Figure it out. You'll get a prize. The prize is nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. I'll talk about it next time. Kyle, how was your week?
Good. Uneventful. We're on spring break right now, so not a whole lot going on. Just house projects. Painted all of our ceilings. That was fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Moved on to the kitchen cabinets. Is what I started today.
What are you doing to the cabinets?
Sanding. I started sanding them. But so half of our cabinets are dark.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half are like a pine. So it's like a really deep mahogany would be half of them. And the other half are like a, not a pine, like an oak.
Okay.
Like a light oak.
I'm trying to like remember because I've been to your house. I've seen them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the island and then the wall of cabinets where like coffee bar is are all dark, and then the rest of them are all light oak, and it's just bugged the shit out of me. So
that's
now
fair.
I went to the Home Depot and I had them color match a cabinet.
Okay.
And now I'm going to paint over all the light ones, and so they'll all be dark.
Okay, so they're all just going to be the mahogany color.
Yeah, yeah.
And so is it stained or is it paint?
It's the manufactured color. Like it's like prefabbed.
Oh, right, it's prefabbed.
Laminate,
okay, so
I guess
you're just
gonna
paint the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
we went to I was at my doctor's appointment last week and Mac had to come with me because I was very tired and I didn't think I could drive safely.
That's fair.
But when we were there he was looking at the cabinets. He's like, "Oh my god, I like these cabinets. How could we do that?" And I'm like, "I'm pretty sure there's a laminate. Like we can't do that." Like we can't just make a laminate.
No.
So I'm sorry about that.
He's also in the process of redoing one of your cabinets, at least.
Right.
Trying things out on your cabinets.
Yeah, I just have one bare cabinet. Yeah, because he took a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, eventually we'll get back into it.
What you could do if you want that laminate kind of look is contact paper.
Well, that's fair, but putting contact paper down is so tedious.
It's such a fucking pain in the ass.
That, like, to do it to every cabinet. We're actually discussing doing that to the insides of the cabinets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we probably will do that. But, like, yeah, to do it on the outsides of every cabinet would be way too much, I feel like.
And all those crevasses you got to get into. And
yeah. Like, I contact papered that little cove that I have, and that was, like, a whole ordeal.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yep.
Whole ordeal.
You put contact paper in that, and not wallpaper?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, why not?
I didn't know that.
Do you think it's wallpaper? Do it look like wallpaper?
Yeah.
Nope, just contact paper.
It's the same thing.
From Target, you can buy the same pattern today.
I don't know. They sold contact paper.
They do.
Target. How was your week? What'd you do?
My week's fine. I didn't do much. Just didn't have a baby. That's my update. Yeah, so I don't think we did. We didn't do anything last. We hung out with my parents one night last weekend, and then... I just wished every day that I would go into labor, and I just have not yet.
Soon. It's coming.
It has to come soon. I had a doctor's appointment this morning, and she checked my cervix, and she's like, closed. I'm like, okay.
Thanks.
All right, ma'am. Also, that's a traumatic experience.
Checking your cervix while you're pregnant?
Or just in general,
I
feel like.
Oh, yeah. I can't even.
Like, I've never had my cervix checked before. Like, I've only ever had, like, a pap smear, so, like... They put the whole, like, open you up tool in you.
Yeah.
Where this one, she just reaches her whole fucking hand inside.
Oh, God.
I mean, probably not, but that's what it feels like. And I'm like, And, like, I was thinking to myself, because, like, people have, you know, and she was like, I'm not going to check you until 38 weeks. And she, even today, she's like, you want to be checked? I'm like, yeah. because I wanted it to be like, yeah, you're like 3 centimeters. Go to the hospital right now. You're about to have a baby.
Right, right.
I was just like hoping that something would happen. But like, if I was a like sexual assault victim,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be horribly traumatic.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like it was a little bit traumatic for me, and like I.
Oh, for sure.
Don't have any trauma as it relates to that. So, yeah. Like, if yeah. I had trauma as it relates to that, I feel like I would hate that
oh my God,
so
yeah.
much.
Yeah, that'd be a little PTSD.
So, I shout wonder. Out to...
shout out.
Or heads up. I don't know. Because they're going to have to do that, like, at the when I go to the hospital.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, 100%.
Just a lot, man.
I got that. Yeah, I mean, it's the point where it's just like, this has gone on for a while.
This has gone on long enough.
It's probably time to stop.
right. And she was like, I get it. Because, like, she asked me how I was. And I was like, I'm okay. She's like, just okay. I'm like, I want to have this baby. And she's like, oh. And she was like, yeah, it's to the point where you might want your body back. I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I told Matt. I was like, I love that I'm having a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't want to be a vessel anymore.
No.
It's a lot.
I'm sure you are not alone on that.
Right. I feel like women don't talk about it, though. Because
no.
It seems, like, selfish.
It does, but, like, it's okay to be selfish. Being selfish isn't right. a bad thing.
That's true.
Humans are made to look out for number one.
That's true, and it's a little selfish for this baby not to come out yet, so.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. I'm really kidding.
It's selfish on baby's part. Come on.
There are people that, like, probably actually think that, though, and then, like, probably. Hate their children because of it. So
yeah.
I don't actually think that.
Well, that's good.
Because baby's just babying.
Baby's just babying.
Chilling.
Can't do anything
it has
about
no
it.
Like thoughts no. at this point, so like I don't think it's intentionally staying inside.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want to hop into it? Do you want to jump into it?
Let's jump into it.
Six of one. What are we going to learn about today?
So, keeping in the theme of current events.
Okay.
This wasn't really fueled by current events, but I guess maybe we probably wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't. Today, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court.
Oh, I feel like that's current events.
It's current.
Because we're having a Supreme Court justice do her little thing.
Exactly.
They haven't voted for her yet, right?
No, but we'll get to that.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's part of this.
Cool.
But I was just like, you know, I, for whatever reason, am, like, really weirdly obsessed with the Supreme Court. Not obsessed, but, like, I'm very interested in the Supreme Court. Maybe because I like politics a lot, but I was like, maybe a lot of people don't know about the Supreme Court.
I feel like they don't. I feel like that is the branch of government I know the least amount about.
I would say so. I would say that's accurate for most people. And, well, maybe more recent people have been learning about it because of the whole thing, but.
Right. And we've had a lot of people, you know. Coming onto the Supreme Court in the last few years.
Yeah, there's been a lot of new
we're
new
like
justices.
Before Brett Kavanaugh was on the Supreme or like sworn into the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I think who was the last one before that? I can't even fucking remember.
I'd have to look at my list here.
Oh, he's
I have
got
a list,
list
of I'm gonna scroll down. I have a list of people that are currently on the court.
Right.
In the order I think that they are
oh.
that they became part of the court. Neil Gorsuch, he was.
I don't even know that guy.
He was also a Trump nomination.
I didn't know Trump had a nomination before. He nominated 3 people to the Supreme Court.
He nominated 3 people to the Supreme Court.
I did not. I don't remember Neil Gorsuch.
I want to say before him, it was Sonia Sotomayor.
Well, not Elena Kagan?
Maybe Elena Kagan. I don't know. One of the two.
Okay. Those were both Obama.
Yeah, those were both Obama.
And then, but he only had two.
He only had two. A fact I don't have in here is that each president nominates about, on average, 2 Supreme Court justices.
That's a lot, I
it
feel
is a
like,
lot, too.
Because it's a forever position.
It is.
Like, for Candy. The which I think is ridiculous. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, yeah. Like, you are sworn in for life.
Yeah.
Unless you decide not to be.
Right.
Or, like, something. I mean, I guess something right. could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that doesn't happen, right?
It happened once, and we'll get into that.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, I haven't heard about it. Well, I guess let's just get into it.
Yeah.
And then you can answer all the questions I have.
I have a lot of factorials on this.
Ooh, facts.
Facts. Okay, so the Supreme Court of the United States, also known as SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
If you don't know, is the highest court in the federal judiciary of the United States. It has ultimate and largely discretionary appellate jurisdiction. over all federal and state court cases that involve a point of federal law. So an appellate court, which is also known as the Court of Appeals, Appeal Court, Court of Second Instance, or Second Instant Court, is any court that is empowered to hear an appeal of a trial court or other lower tribunal. So basically...
Right. They don't take the first case.
They don't... Well, that is one of three ways that they can, but...
But typically...
Typically, yes.
You went to court, you said, I didn't like it, you come back.
Yep.
Probably a bunch of times before you get there. But...
And then it also has original jurisdiction over a narrow range of cases. Specifically, quote-unquote, all cases affecting ambassadors, mm-hmm. other public ministers and consuls, and those in which a state shall be party. So basically anything relating to, like, federal level shit...
Right.
They have jurisdiction over.
That's fair, too.
According to the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 2.
Oh, okay. Citing sources.
Citing source. They hold the power of judicial review, the ability to invalidate a statute for violating a provision of the Constitution.
Okay.
They are also able to strike down presidential directives for violating either the Constitution or statutory law. However, it may act only... the Supreme Court may act only within the context of a case and an area of law over which it has jurisdiction.
Right. Like, it can't just, like, come up with it itself.
No. Can't
somebody
really.
Has to be like,
yeah,
we're going to sue the government.
Right.
You can't sue the government, but they'd be like, we're suing the president.
Yeah. Yeah.
I learned from the trial that Ketanji Brown Jackson mm-hmm. is doing. It's called a trial? Whatever it's called.
It's called a... Oh, my God. I have it later on. It's called a something.
Right. But, like, the interview process.
Yeah. It's called something. We'll get to it.
Right.
I don't know why, like, I'm forgetting the name right now.
I learned through that you can't sue the government because the government's an entity.
Correct.
So you have to sue individual people within the government.
Yes.
It's when they were all harassing her for calling George Bush a war criminal. She's like, I didn't really technically do that.
My God, that whole thing. I saw that part of that. I was watching it live mm-hmm. when they were like, you called him a war criminal. She was like, didn't though.
Right, and then she explained it, and he's like, I just feel like you're just like bouncing around. And then it's like, no, she's telling you how the law works because you don't know, which is also upsetting because you are in the law.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a whole lot of gaslighting and just
right.
Bunch
oh my
of
God.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I listened to it like on NPR after the fact, but like still, yeah.
Yeah.
It was upsetting.
It was very upsetting. Also, if you don't know, the Supreme Court consists of the Chief Justice of the United States and 8 associate justices currently.
Okay. Who's the Chief Justice right now?
John Roberts.
I've never heard of him.
Never have either. He's been Chief Justice for 16 years.
For 16 years? Damn. I just feel like all I know is Sonia Sotomayor, mm-hmm. Elena, what's her last name?
I just said it too.
I know.
There's so many names.
The three new ones and Clarence Thomas. And I only know about Clarence Thomas because... drama. Because of drama.
Right. Yeah, no, true. Fair.
And then the rest of the justices. But, like, that's, I guess it's only two more justices. It's just Neil and this John guy. Maybe one other person. Oh, I can't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, because there's 9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there's one coming on right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the one guy that is we're gonna get to that too, but he's leaving.
Oh,
that would make the 9th one that you don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna take a break and we're gonna come back and we'll talk about the origins of the Supreme Court.
Origin. 6 of 1. Welcome back to the 6 of 1 podcast. We're talking about the Supreme Court today.
Yes, we are.
And Kyle's gonna jump into the origins. Oranges.
Okay. Oranges.
The oranges.
The origin story.
X-Men origins.
X-Men Supreme Court origins.
Scoutus origins.
Scoutus and origins.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Oranges. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
So, back, founding fathers time. 1776.
You know, you remember.
You know, we were there. We were all there. While they were debating the separation of powers between the legislative and executive departments.
Yes. Checks and balances.
The delegates in the 1787 Constitutional Convention established the parameters for the national judiciary. There was like two sides. Some delegates were opposed to having a strong central government that argued the national laws that could be enforced by state courts.
That's
and
fair.
And the others, which included James Madison.
That's also fair.
Advocated for a national judicial authority consisting of various tribunals chosen by the national legislature.
Yeah, James Madison's pretty left, so that makes sense.
Who's pretty left for his?
It's probably John Adams that was like, fuck your
oh,
shit.
Probably. Maybe Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, probably.
In the end, the framers compromised by sketching only a general outline of the judiciary, vesting federal judicial power in, quote-unquote, one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish.
Okay.
That's all that was said about it.
That they doesn't seem like a lot.
Nothing else. They said, you know, we're going to leave it up to the people.
They're giving nothing.
They're giving nothing.
They're giving loose parameters.
They're giving executive. They're giving... What's the other one?
Congressional?
No. Executive, judiciary, and... Legislative.
Legislative.
They're giving legislative. They're giving executive, but they're not giving judicial.
They're not giving it.
The first U.S. Congress provided the detailed organization of a federal judiciary through the Judiciary Act of 1789.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
2 years later-ish.
Okay.
The Supreme Court, the country's highest judicial tribunal, was to sit in the nation's capital and would initially be composed of a chief justice and five associate justices.
Oh, so they grew.
Yeah. Well, grew and then shrunk and then grew and then shrunk. We'll get there.
And they want to grow it again.
People they do.
Some people do.
There doesn't need to be more than nine. I think nine is actually, I would say like less than that's fine.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I've heard people want to.
That's crazy.
No need. I think it's because it's really unbalanced right now is why they want to.
Oh, you know what? Yes, I did hear that. Yeah. I heard they wanted to, what is it called? Is it stack the court?
Yeah, I
or
don't know.
Something. There's a
or
term
they, like,
for
like the court
it.
Was stacked, so we gotta restack it.
Right, because it was too conservative. They wanted more.
It's way
liberal,
too conservative.
So they wanted to nominate like two more liberal people to be on it, which was interesting.
Right now, it's got like six out of the nine.
It's it's 6-3, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon to be 5-4.
No, maybe it is. I don't know.
I think it's 6-3 now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, though. Because it's not like, you're not like, oh, he's definitely Republican. Oh, she's definitely Democratic. Like, they don't, that's part of
it. The latest ones,
well,
yeah,
but that's part, it's supposed to be the part is, like, right. they're bipartisan, but obviously
right.
They're not. Anyway, so immediately after signing the act into law, President George Washington nominated the following people to serve on the court. I don't know any of these people. John Jay for Chief Justice.
Oh, yeah, John Jay.
And, oh, yeah, John Jay.
JJ.
JJ. And John Rutledge, William Cushing, Robert H. Harrison, James Wilson, and John Blair Jr.
Is everybody just named John back then?
I guess so.
All right.
There was three Johns.
There were three Johns. Like, I think that was a rule. Like, George was like, I need at least three Johns.
Three Johns and a James and a William and a Robert. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God. Classic names, though. Classic names.
Classic. All six were confirmed by the Senate on September 26th, 1789. However, Harrison declined to serve, and Washington later nominated James Iredell.
Another James.
Another James.
Two Jameses and three Johns.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And one.
All white men.
William. All white men.
And a Billy and a Bobby.
For a long time.
Ooh, okay.
Problematic. Probably the Supreme Court held its inaugural session from February 2nd through February 10th, 1790, at the Royal Exchange in New York City, which was then the U.S. Capitol. I didn't realize that.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I learned today from TikTok that they didn't move into the White House until John Adams was president.
Correct. He built it. Correct.
That's a long time.
And it wasn't in Washington, but it didn't originate in Washington, D.C.
Right, because like it didn't exist.
Correct.
They're like, here's a place, and they're like, now it's Washington, D.C.
At start, yeah, it didn't
right,
exist.
Yeah.
As they grew.
Right. Okay.
I think it was supposed to be like the center of the U.S., right? At the time when the
right,
13
before
colonies.
We manifest destiny a little bit farther.
Right, yeah. Before we manifest destiny. So the earliest sessions of the court were devoted to organizational proceedings, as the first cases did not reach it until 1791.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they had to organize it.
They probably had to like send like fucking carrier pigeons when they had problems. So like, they probably had a case
probably.
2 years earlier, and they just didn't get they word didn't. For two more years. And they're like, oh, fine.
They just were not aware for two yeah. years. Oh my God.
You couldn't send like a fucking email about it.
Paul Revere was on a vacation.
Oh, he's busy.
When the nation's capital was moved to Philadelphia in 1790, the Supreme Court did so as well. And then they were housed in the City Hall there.
Okay, that's fair.
Just
moving around.
Yeah.
Moving and grooving.
Moving and grooving. As the court initially had only six members, every decision that it made by a majority was also made by two-thirds, so they had to vote 4-2.
Okay, that's fair.
So it makes more sense to me that they're uneven numbers now.
Right.
Like
nine makes sense.
7, 5, whatever. 11. Right. Whatever you want to go for. You got to make it uneven. Okay, so we're going to get into how the Supreme Court works, because maybe some of you don't.
I mean, I don't feel like I really
no.
know. Like, I kind of know, but like,
right.
I don't know.
We've kind of talked about like the general...
Right.
Consensus of how it works. So the Supreme Court justices hear oral arguments and make oral and make decisions on cases granted. This is a hard word to pronounce. Certiorari. That's what it's called.
Certiorari.
And that means that they are usually cases in controversy from lower appeals courts.
Okay.
So there's three ways that a case appears in front of the Supreme Court. On appeal from the federal...
That says the same thing three times. I was
Why?
Like, does that say the same thing three times or does it say
no.
three different things?
Okay, well, the three ways are, I remember them. One is from appeal from a federal circuit court.
And so are the other two.
One is, and so are the other two. One is on appeal from a state court.
Okay.
And then the third one is, the term is up here.
Yeah, like when it's like in their jurisdiction.
Or when, yeah, it's when it's under their jurisdiction, when they can create it because it's under their...
Right.
Original jurisdiction, that's called.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why that was copied over three times.
I was
so
like,
annoying.
I was reading them over, not really over your shoulder, but I guess over your shoulder in like a metaphorical sense. And I was like trying to find the differences. I was like, they gotta be different.
This is a game now.
They're exactly the same photo.
We're playing a game of did Kyle really fuck up his notes or what?
Right.
So in a case where certiorari is declined, the decision
charcuterie,
the decision goes back to the lower court, and that's the final decision.
Oh, so they can just be like, they're like, we want you to do this, and the Supreme Court's just like, that's no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Actually, the court receives between 7,000 and 8,000 petitions each year. And here's oral arguments in about 80 of the cases. I've heard that fact before. Like, it's like, I think that's what, 1%?
Okay, if 1% they're only hearing cases. 80 cases, what the fuck are they doing
that's
with their time? In 365 days a year, and you hear 80 cases?
We will get there.
Okay.
We will get there. In a case, oh no, I already read that one. Typically, each party receives 30 minutes of argument time, typically, to persuade the justices... of their interpretation of the law and that it's correct.
Okay.
Almost all the cases that the justices hear are reviews of the decisions made by other courts. There are no juries or witnesses.
Right.
I didn't realize this. It's not like a normal courtroom.
No, it's just like...
They're just like, discuss it.
Right.
The justices consider the records they are given, including lower court decisions, for every step of the case, evidence, and the argument presented before them in making their final decision.
Okay.
By law, Supreme Court term begins on the first Monday in October and remains in session until late June or early July.
And then they get summers off?
They get summers off.
How much do we pay them?
We'll get there.
Oh, good. Because I'm very curious. I'm very curious.
A term is traditionally divided between sittings and intervening recesses. A sitting is when the justices hear cases and deliver opinions.
Right.
It's like when they're working. An intervening recess is when they consider the business before the court and craft their decisions called opinions.
Right.
These alternate every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, what's that mean? 1 week they're hearing things?
And then 1 week they're...
And then 1 week they are considering business.
Crafting.
They're crafting.
They're crafting. They're just making macrame.
That's... I'm just picturing... I mean, she's gone now, sadly. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg just sitting around.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg just sitting around
crafting. Just knitting.
Crafting.
Crocheting.
That's how she got that fucking necklace thing. She crafted it.
That doily?
Yeah. She just crafted it.
It's a RGB original.
RGB.
RBG?
RGB. RBG.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. RBG. Yeah.
RGB is red, green, blue.
Oh.
That is the way you can have your television.
RPG is role-playing game.
Yes. Do you want to throw more acronyms that we can discuss?
On that note, let's take a break. Okay. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the confirmation process or, you know, becoming a justice.
Yeah.
6 of 1.
Hello and welcome back to the 6 of 1 podcast. We're here talking about the Supreme Court.
Dun, dun, dun.
So how do you become a justice?
Supremely. You become a justice supremely.
No. Supremely. It's just, have you seen the Coven season of American Horror Story? That's it.
You just have to be Jessica Lange.
You have to do the 7 wonders.
Yep.
And then you get to become the Supreme Court Justice.
The Supreme Court Justice.
The Supreme Court Justice.
Oh my God, I love that. I was hoping we'd make a reference to the Supreme at some point.
Ah, well, you got your wish. You put it out. You manifested it.
Manifested.
And it came true.
It did. Okay. So there are no set. I'm gonna start with, like, I guess, career pathways sort of situations.
Right, right.
So there's no set requirements for appointment to the nation's highest court.
Which is kind of crazy, but okay.
It is kind of crazy. There are clear educational and career patterns among recent justices.
Right.
Of those who have been appointed since the late 1960s, all have, unsurprisingly, attended law school.
I think it'd be weird if you didn't.
Except one.
Cool.
4 justices graduated from Harvard University, 3 graduated from Yale, and 1 graduated from Columbia.
Columbia.
Several Supreme Court justices served as clerks to a judge after graduating law school. Makes sense.
Okay, yeah. So is the one that didn't go to law school ACB?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I thought so. She went to, like, some Christian college, didn't she?
I don't know, actually. I don't know what if she even majored in. Hopefully it was, like, poli-sci.
Home economics. not that there's art. Anything wrong with that, but, like, there is. Not wrong with that, but, like.
If you're nominated.
If you're going for home economics, you're going for an MRS.
Huh?
Oh, an MRS. Have you ever heard of the concept of MRS?
Uh-uh.
It's like an old school thing where you would go to college just to find a husband.
Oh. What's that stand for?
Misses.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was an acronym. Okay.
No.
But also, if you're going to be on the highest court in the land,
I feel
you,
like,
got
to
have experience.
You should do the law, yeah.
You should do the law. You should not do the home economics.
Right. I just, like, I don't understand why. Like, I guess I don't know about home economics degrees. I don't think they exist anymore.
I wouldn't say they do.
They did exist at one point. But I would just venture to say that, like, I don't like to say you're wasting money on college, but I feel like a home economics degree would be wasting money on college. But that's just what I think. Okay, wait.
Unless you were planning to teach it or something.
Right, right. I guess a philosophy degree is the same way.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Philosophy, English, math.
Oh, no, they say she went to Notre Dame Law School.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Is that Ivy League, though?
Notre Dame? It's
is
like
Notre Dame Ivy League?
I don't think it is. It's sub-Ivy League if it's not. Like, it's like one of those almost Ivy Leagues.
Right.
It's,
probably like a U of M.
I think it's higher than a U of M.
You think?
Yeah. Mm. I think it's like almost. Okay. So she went to...
I don't know what you would call that.
Rhodes College. Majored in English literature and minored in French. But then she went to law school.
Okay. Yeah, she has her JD.
She had a full... Right? Yeah. She was an executive editor of the Law Review at Notre Dame.
That's fair.
And she graduated in 1997, ranked first in her class with a Juris Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Summa cum laude.
Oh, well, I mean, when you're first in your class for a JD, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's ranked 22nd among the top 100 law schools. But yeah, I don't think they're technically Ivy League.
No, I wouldn't say.
Notre Dame Ivy
League. I don't know what's below Ivy League, though. Like,
right.
Top 10 or division something. No, that's sports. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that they're a Big Ten school, though.
Oh, they could be a Big Ten, yeah.
But, like, that is that's sports. That's sports.
Yeah. Is it?
Big Ten, yeah.
Oh, that's not, like, academic standing.
No, just sports.
Just sports.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what constitutes something as an Ivy League.
I would say it's up there, though. Notre Dame's up there.
Yeah, like people know it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the oldest Catholic school or college in the country, I think.
Oh, that explains why. Yeah, she went there. So when a vacancy occurs, as we are in the midst of or right. going to be in the midst of on the Supreme Court, the President of the United States is given the authority under Article 2 of the United States Constitution to nominate a person to fill the vacancy.
Okay.
The nomination is referred to the U.S. Senate, where the Senate Judiciary Committee right. holds a hearing. That's what's
hearing.
Called.
A okay. hearing. Wow. Trial hearing. Trial seems like hearing. The same. Like, they seem like the same word to me.
You would think they're synonymous, but I don't think
they are. I don't think they are.
Hearings are more broadly used. Trials are pretty much just court, right?
Right. Right.
That's how I would differentiate them.
I think you're right.
So then the nominee provides testimony and responds to questions from members of the panel.
Okay.
The Senate Judiciary Committee obviously is senators.
Oh, crazy. I would never guess.
I know. But then when they, like, with Ketanji.
Brown Jackson.
I forget which one's first.
Yeah, that's
right. The, like, committee asks questions of her former colleagues and stuff. So, like, it's.
So references, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to check your whole backstory.
That's fair. I mean, it's a lifetime position.
It is. Traditionally, the committee refers the nomination to the full Senate for consideration, and okay. then the Senate votes on it.
Right.
The same is true for the Chief of Justice, though. Okay. There is no requirement that the Chief of Justice is an associate judge prior.
Okay, so they can just, like, if the Chief Justice was being kicked off, they could just be like, we're just getting a new Chief Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Which is really interesting. Though, 5 of the 17, there's only been 17.
Okay.
Chief Justices.
That's fair.
5 of them have been Associate Justices.
That's
before.
Also fair, yeah.
So, really just depends
Wait,
on the situation, I guess.
So, and what. 17 have not been Chief Justices?
5 before? Of 17, so 12 Wait. Had not been. 5 of the or 12
yeah,
of the
yeah,
Chief
yeah,
Justices
yeah, okay.
had not been Associate
Interesting.
Justices
Interesting.
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is quite a lot.
All right.
For most of the court's 233-year history, fast and uncontroversial confirmation processes were more the norm than the exception.
Right, now no.
Correct. So they were really fast. From right. the birth of the Republic up to the early 1950s, so not that long ago.
Right.
The average span between nomination and confirmation was 13.2 days, less than 2 weeks.
Wow, and it's been more than 2 weeks.
But from Earl Warren in 1954 to, and this is old, Barrett in 2020, the time from nomination to confirmation averaged 54.4 days.
Damn, well, I'm just going to venture to see what happened in 1954. or around the 1950s, and why our country has changed a lot since then. Everybody was a little bit on the same side before then.
Yeah, right.
And that side was oppressing minorities.
Correct. Correct. So, I mean, it 55 days almost is a lot of days. It seems almost unnecessary to be that long.
Right, right.
But it does make sense that it's longer, and they go more in depth now.
Yeah, like, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's because we're very divisive as a country at this point. But, like, I hate to do that. Like, I hate to say that because, like, I don't think that people should like, there are some people that I believe are right and don't think that they should compromise, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I am. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I get it.
Yeah. So, once they take the bench, the average Supreme, or the average tenure of a Supreme Court's justice is nearly 17 years, which is really surprising.
I mean, that makes sense, because I feel like you don't become a Supreme Court justice until you're, like, 60.
That's the thing, is that most of them are older.
Right.
And that same article did say, like, obviously the younger ones have longer tenures, but average...
Right.
17 years.
Yeah, because if you didn't get into it until, like, oh, I got in the Supreme Court when I was 55, then 17 years later, that's... You're 72.
That's your retirement age. You're done at that
right.
point.
Right. Or so. You're just going to be Marjorie B and just stay there until you literally die.
Right.
Which I have my views on, but that's fine.
So we're going to talk about Ketanji now. Brown Jackson.
Yes.
There's only a little bit on her because... It basically, this whole process that I just described is what she went through.
Right.
But the nomination hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson have officially ended.
Okay.
So this is the most, this is the current events part.
Yes.
Jackson herself wasn't on the program for the fourth and final day of hearings. Instead, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee heard testimony from outside witnesses and the American Bar Association.
Okay.
That's where those witnesses came in. The committee will meet in executive session on the nomination on March 28th. So this was written before March 28th.
Right.
Although panel rules allow for any committee business to be, quote unquote, held over for 1 week, which would push the actual date of the vote to April 4th, which is...
Monday.
In fact, the day that this is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So... If you don't know, go look it up. We don't know.
Google it.
If she was confirmed or not.
I'd be surprised because we have a Democratic majority right now, right?
They're anticipating she's going to be confirmed.
It would be crazy if not, but like...
Right.
That fucking asshole. I don't even know his name.
Cruz was kind of bad.
No, on the Democrat side.
Oh. I don't know.
What's his fucking name? I don't know. There's some dude that, like, always, like, is up in the air when it comes to, like, signing Democrats.
Oh, the senator?
Yeah, and then also that lady as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I would be surprised. I would be very surprised. Because she's highly qualified.
She is highly, highly
qualified. Like, I'd be surprised if, like, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but, like, I'd be a little surprised if zero Republicans say yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I
would too. Like, some have to have some fucking sense.
If you say no, then you are just blatantly racist.
Right, because she's... At that point. Or you're just, like, being stubborn to be stubborn. Like, I feel like, I mean, they were also probably blatantly racist, but, like, probably. I feel like some of it also comes down to, like, I don't want it because they want it, you know? Like, I'm going to vote no just because this is what the Democrats want.
Right, or because she's liberal.
Right.
Or more liberal, more progressive.
Which, like, leaning. I don't think she is.
I mean,
she's more, but, like, I don't think
she... leans a little bit that way, but I think she's right. just very fair-headed.
I think she just follows the fucking law.
Yeah.
As it's written, which you should do when you are on the Supreme Court. Right. Like, that's the thing. Like, it came into, like, all these questions. Like when they were questioning the last three, and they were like... would your personal, you know, opinions on like abortion or on like this, like you're Catholic, is that gonna like come into it? And they're like, you know, like that's a fucking red flag for me,
right? Oh,
you
for
know?
Sure.
Because like you have to follow the law, not your personal opinion.
No, yeah.
Like I get that your personal opinion is like life begins at conception, but like that's not the law or science.
No, no.
You know?
I love that when they asked her that. Like, they blatantly asked her that a couple times. I think a couple times. At least once.
Right.
She was like, it's my job to be impartial.
Right. Like, that's your job, is to not be partisan.
Like, sorry others haven't been, but
right.
It's my job to not.
Yeah.
And so that whole hearing,
you know,
was so
Ted
stupid.
Cruz asked the important questions, though, that if she supported the racist baby book. So that's all we needed to
that's
know.
That's really all I needed to know.
Whether or not the babies were racist.
And that's, you know, if I was sitting in that Senate, I'd be like, that's my okay.
Hey,
all right. Now I know.
Babies are racist.
Now I know how I'm going to vote. Okay, so let's take our last break, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk about the history / the demographics / fun facts of the Supreme Court.
Yay.
Six of One.
And we're back to the Six of One podcast. Welcome back. We're talking about the Supreme Court.
Yeah. This last section here, I didn't know what to call it, because it's kind of a little bit history of it, kind of a little bit of the demographics of it, but also some fun facts thrown in.
It's everything.
It's just all the things.
Okay.
Miscellaneous. MISC.
MISC.
So starting with a fun fact here. I think it's Sotomayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sotomayor's swearing-in ceremony
yeah.
in 2009 was the first ever to be broadcast on television.
Oh.
2009.
Well, when was the last one before that?
First ever. Oh, before.
Right,
like
who was sworn in before 2009? Okay, I don't know why I fucking asked that. Like, TV was a thing for like...
Right.
seven decades before that. Okay, that's crazy.
I know, right? It took them a while.
It did.
But also,
like, that also makes sense because I feel like there's never cameras in court.
But that's the thing I was going to say. Also, right. If you don't know, hearings are never televised. They're not allowed to be recorded. That's why you only right. see sketches. That's why people draw.
Yeah, but like
they
record it now, right? Like that's true. But then also, like the OJ trial was on television.
That wasn't a Supreme Court trial, though.
No, but like normal trials aren't recorded either, typically, except for some of them.
Oh,
you know, like some courts on television, some court is just drawing.
You know,
and
what?
I don't understand. Like R. Kelly. I saw a drawing of him. I didn't see him on television. I saw O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I don't know why they have sketch art. Because more recently, there's definitely been more that have been televised.
Right, but like some are just not.
Like if you want to watch them, you can go on to, I know at least the county below us.
Okay.
Has all of theirs on YouTube. You can go on there and watch them live.
That's crazy.
It's craziness. But that might have just been a pandemic thing too. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
So only one Supreme Court Justice, William Howard Taft, has also been president of the United States.
I was gonna say, that guy was president.
Yeah, he's the only one. He served.
Wasn't he the one that got stuck in that bathtub?
He was.
Sorry, Taft.
Sorry, Taft.
It's a fatphobic fact, though. Why do we all know
yeah,
that?
I don't know.
We all know that because we hate fat people.
Exactly.
It's awful.
There's no reason to know
No
otherwise.
Reason to know that.
He served as Chief Justice from 1921 to 1930.
So before he was president or after?
Yes,
okay.
Correct. In history, there has been 5 female justices and 2 African-American justices.
Right.
By the way, there's been like 115 or something ridiculous.
Right, right. So 7 that were not white males.
Yep.
Got
correct.
It.
Well, now some of them have been like Sotomayor is.
Oh, Hispanic.
Yeah. And some of them were Italian. Some of them were not born in the U.S.
I mean, Italian's still white.
That's true.
And I guess now, I guess at one point it might not have been white, but like it's still kind of white.
Yeah.
It's white when we want it to be.
It's white when we want it to be and not when we don't want it to
right,
be.
Right.
But so,
either way, most of them are white.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So Sandra Day O'Connor became the first female justice in 1981.
Okay.
Not that long ago, guys. 40 years ago.
That's not that long ago.
She was joined by Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1983.
Right.
Fucking 12 years after that.
Yeah.
After O'Connor's retirement, Ginsburg was joined by, in 2009, by Sotomayor.
Yep.
And then in 2010 by Elena Kagan. After Ginsburg's death. Ginsburg's
is it
Elena
death, or Elena?
Elena. Elena. Did I say Elena?
Yeah. Which
it looks like Elena.
Well, Elena, I mean, there's 2 ways of pronouncing that name spelled like that.
E-L-E-N-A. Elena. Yeah. Elena.
I'm pretty sure it's Elena, though.
I was going by Elena, but I think that could be wrong.
Like, I know. There. No, they just tell me how to pronounce her last name. That's extremely unhelpful. First name, pronunciation.
Elena.
It is Elena.
You're right.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know who that was talking. So I don't either. Guys.
Elena Kagan.
Okay.
After Ginsburg's death on September 18, 2020, as probably many of you remember, Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed as the fifth woman.
Yeah.
Thurgood Marshall became the first African American justice in 1967, succeeded by African American Clarence Thomas in 1991.
So, like, Thurgood Marshall was... So, Clarence Thomas replaced Thurgood Marshall?
I don't think that he replaced him, but they were not, like...
They weren't on the same time.
They weren't on at the same time, I don't think.
They were like, we can only have one black man on the...
That was, I guess,
but that's crazy, because that's, like, 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not quite, but, like, close to 30 years later.
If Justice Jackson is confirmed, which she probably will be, this would be the first time... ever that I think two African-American people have sat on the Supreme Court.
The first time a black woman has ever been on the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
I know. The court currently has 6 male and 3 female justices. Mm-hmm. John Roberts, Clarence Thomas.
Right.
Stephen Breyer.
Don't know him.
Don't know him either. Samuel Alito. Don't know him.
Nah, I think I could pick him out in a lineup.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's the other Democratic one.
He's Italian American.
Yeah.
I want to say. Sonia Sotomayor. Elena.
Elena Kagan.
Kagan. Neil Gorsuch. Brett Kavanaugh. And Amy Coney Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's one African American justice, Justice Thomas, and one Hispanic justice, right. Justice Sotomayor. One of the justices was born to at least one immigrant parent. Justice Alito's father was born in Italy.
Oh.
That answers that. At least 6 justices are Roman Catholics and that's 2 insane. Are Jewish.
That's insane. 6 of them are Roman Catholics?
Yes, and 2 are Jewish.
Like, not even, like, other kind of Christian?
Nope.
That's insane.
There's one that they weren't sure about. I don't remember who it was, but there was one that they were like, never really talked about their religion, so.
Oh, that's fair. Good for them.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm good for them.
Don't fucking talk about it.
Don't talk about it. We don't need to know that. Separation of church and state, right?
I don't know. Like, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, like, I feel like there's a difference with being, like, Jewish, too, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a cultural aspect to that.
Well, there's Jewish and then there's, like, Orthodox, right?
Right, we're right. But, like, there's also, like, whether or not you're practicing, we practice Jewish religion, right?
Right, right.
You can ethnically be a Jewish person and mm-hmm. you can, yeah, mm-hmm. culturally and be a Jewish person.
Right.
So right. That's a little bit more complicated than being Roman Catholic.
Yeah. All current justices, except for Amy Coney Barrett, have Ivy League backgrounds as either undergraduates or law students.
Oh, okay. So Ivy League is where you got flipped up on that.
Right.
I feel like that's fine. Like, I don't love ACB. And put that out there.
I don't at all.
No. But I don't think that you should have to have gone to an Ivy League school to be.
No.
You know, like, that's a little elitist.
And I don't know. Do you know what school Ketanji Brown Jackson went to?
For law school?
Yeah, either.
I think.
Any of the above. Do you think she went to a.
Well, for her undergrad.
HBCU?
Yeah, I think she went. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to look it up because I have no idea.
I feel like I remember her saying that she went to, like...
I think she might have went to Howard, but, like, Howard, I'm not positive.
Or maybe I just pictured that.
Or she just went... No, she just attended Harvard.
Oh, she just went to Harvard. She just went to Harvard.
She was just in Harvard the whole time.
No, she didn't. Her whole collegiate career, she went to Harvard.
College and law school, she was at Harvard.
Damn.
She's the editor of the Law Review.
She's... far over capable of this.
Right.
Position.
No, fuck Harvard. No, not fuck Harvard, but, like, it's a little elitist.
It's quite elitist.
Like, if she would have gotten her undergrad at Howard and then went to Harvard Law School, that would have been fine, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if Howard has a law school. If they do, that would have been fine, too.
I don't know.
Let's see. Yeah.
Oh,
If she went to Howard's Law School, School of Law, that would have been great.
That would have been awesome. I almost rather her have gone to Howard.
Well.
Well,
I mean, I feel really, like either way.
Can't really do anything about that.
You can't go back in time. But like either way, I'm just saying like getting a law degree was, I feel like, is part of it. Yeah. And like getting a law degree, I guess, from a more respected, rather, like if you got a law degree from Phoenix University, I guess that would be different. But like,
yeah, I don't, in my mind,
like,
a law degree is a
reputable, yeah, I mean, yeah, but Phoenix University is like almost not a college.
Yeah, that is, that's
like,
a good
if
point.
You got
that's
a Trump point. University degree, you did go to college. So like there are, like, there's a limit, right?
Oh, for
but,
sure.
Like, yeah, no, yeah, even if you got like an online degree for law school, like if, getting a degree is getting a degree is getting a degree.
Right, right.
Like some are more reputable for sure.
Yeah.
Some are less reputable.
Yeah.
But like I feel like Ivy League is a little pretentious.
It's yeah, it's all money based.
And most people that go to Harvard University are legacy students. Most people that go to Ivy Leagues in general are legacy students.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's like, are we really, you know, like, are really the best and the brightest going to these schools? Like, is there really a benefit to be going to these schools?
That's a really good question.
Because, yeah, I think it's like most of the people are legacies, and then the other part of the people are like, your mom works there, your dad works there. And that's how you got in. And then, like, very few students get in on their merit.
That would make for a very interesting discussion.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it for potential future
Ivy
podcast
topics. We're taking down the Ivy Leagues. I mean, like, there is a, you know, they're definitely well-respected.
Yeah.
And, like, if my kid wanted to go to Ivy League and could get in. But if my kid wanted to go to Ivy League and they'd have to get a fucking scholarship, man. I'm
oh, for sure.
I ain't got
Hell
money
no.
for that. And
uh-uh.
I am... I would venture to be like, maybe don't take out the student loan equivalent of an Ivy League school. Because that seems like a poor decision for
like
the future.
Very, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're never going to be wise. Able to pay that back.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all current justices, Supreme Court. Oh, wait, I read that right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, three justices are from the state of New York.
Okay.
And one is from California. New Jersey, Georgia, Colorado, Louisiana, Washington.
Okay.
So,
they're
none
all
from Michigan.
Over.
None from Michigan.
No.
Sadly. There are currently three living retired justices of the Supreme Court of the United States. Do you know that? Sandra Day O'Connor is one, Anthony Kennedy is one, and David Soter is one.
Good for them.
That, right?
Because I feel like you should retire.
You should retire. You shouldn't.
Shout out to RBG.
I mean, it's great that she has such a passion for it, but don't work yourself to the bone, to the ground.
I feel like she held on a little bit way too long.
A little bit too long.
She should have retired when Obama was still president.
Yeah, probably.
And that's just my feelings on that.
And then if she did, she would have been replaced by a more liberal.
Right. Or at least.
Person.
Not who she was replaced with.
Exactly.
Either way, I just think it's a little selfish on her part. Like, even if she would have, like, retired earlier than that, right? Like, for her to be like, they need me, it was just, like, a little much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, nobody can, like, I feel like that's what it came down to. She's like, nobody can be better at this than I am.
Yeah. Was that it, or was
but
she
people
trying,
hyped her up.
Was she trying to hold the, I don't want to say majority, but hold the standings, because she was replaced with, she's liberal and she was replaced by someone that's conservative.
Right, but she wouldn't have been if she would have fucking stopped her shit.
Right, when Obama
3 years ago.
Right.
Like 3 years beforehand.
Maybe she held on because of that.
Yeah. I think she held on because she was, I don't know. R.I.P. I can't tell you why.
Right.
I can't tell you why she held on so long. I don't think it was probably in her best interest. And I feel like people should not die at their jobs ever.
No.
Unless you die young.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, at her age, she should not have been working at any capacity.
No. Nope.
Still. And I feel like that's not age. I mean, like, it might be a little ageist of me to say. But, like, I feel like it's also not. You
no,
know?
I feel like it's fair.
Because we get to a point where, like, you should be done.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that, not even to say that, like, you should be done because you don't have the mental capacity to do it. You shouldn't, like, not even to say, like, you should be done because, like, but you should just be done.
Right.
Working.
Right.
You don't have to do it no more.
No. And that's true of every
any profession.
Any profession.
Yeah.
So the three number that are retired is about to be four because Breyer is retiring, and that is why we have Justice Jackson coming in.
Yes.
Knock on wood. As retired justices, they no longer participate in the work of the Supreme Court, but they may be designated for temporary assignments to sit on lower federal courts.
Oh, that's cool. See, you can come back. Yeah. After you retire, you can still hang out.
Yeah, still hang out.
So, do it.
An 1801 act would have decreased the court size to 5 members upon its next vacancy.
Okay.
instead of the original 6, right?
Right.
However, an 1802 act negated the effects of the 1801 act upon the court before any such vacancy occurred, maintaining the court's size at 6 numbers.
Okay.
Later legislation increased its size to 7 numbers in 1807, to 9 in 1837, and to 10 in 1863.
Okay. So they're just fucking around.
They were literally fucking around with the size of this for hundreds of years. An 1866 act was to have reduced the court size from 10 numbers to 7 upon its next 3 vacancies.
Okay.
And 2 vacancies did occur during this period.
Right.
However, before a 3rd vacancy occurred, the Judiciary Act of 1869 intervened, restoring the court size to 9 members, which it has remained at ever since. So over 100 years it's been 6.
Damn.
Or 7. 9.
That's...
Sorry.
Over 150.
They at first they were like, eh, let's fuck around with his number here. 10, 6, 5, 4, 3, 9, 2, 1. But.
Phil, you were just doing a song. 10, 6, 5, 4, 3, 9, 2, 1. But yeah,
Then it stayed.
Why were they fucking around with it so much? What was up their assholes that they were like, no.
Trying to find the right number, I guess.
I guess. But you said, you were at 9 before.
I know. I don't know why. All right.
But yeah, it is crazy that for over 150 years, they were like, no, this is chill.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Many of the court's traditions date back to the 19th century. Black robes are worn by justices and quill pens are placed on counsel's desks when the court is in session.
That seems like a little much. The first part's fine, but the second part.
The quill pens.
We don't need quill pens anymore.
I don't know about that.
Tablets. I don't know.
Tablets are fine.
Put an Alexa on everybody's desk.
Right. Welcome to 2022. The U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Rutledge, which was the second ever to hold the position.
Right.
Chief Justice. Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Yeah, okay. He was the other John.
Correct.
He was Associate Justice before he was a Chief Justice, right? I think I remember his name.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Was the only other person to be removed against his will.
Only other? Who was the first one?
Only person, sorry. I threw other in there. My bad. I ruined the drama of that, too.
Okay, yeah, why?
He's the only person to ever be removed.
What'd he do?
He gave a controversial speech where he had given that... he gave a controversial speech that denounced President Washington supported Jay Treaty with Great Britain. He later committed suicide by jumping off a wharf, but was fished out by 2 slaves before he could drown.
Oh.
I thought that was an interesting little tidbit in there.
That was interesting, yeah.
So he basically spoke
but
out
also,
against...
But also, kind of fucked up that he was just stating his opinion, and then they were like, haha, fucking bye.
Well, yeah.
That's a little fucked up of you, George Washington.
But also, he was basically I do not agree with the president right now.
Okay, you could not agree. That's checks and balances.
That's true.
Okay, so you're saying since the first fucking president, checks and balances have been a fuck all.
A fuck all, yeah.
That's fucked up because the president should not have the most amount of power. That's why we have the checks and balances.
That's crazy that did that, too, because the Supreme Court has the ability to... What was one of the abilities? Something about the president, right?
Yeah, to be like, nah.
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 I check you. Anyway.
I check and balance.
So the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court earns an annual salary of $267,000.
$267,000. Yeah.
Why does that sound weird coming out of my mouth?
Because it sounds weird. I don't know why. It does sound weird, but
$267,000.
$200,000 and $6,700.
No.
So
$200,000. $267,000. $267,000. Wait.
You're right. $267,000.
$200,000. $267,000 to the $200,000. $267,000.
Yes, $267,000.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a little lot for the 6 months that they work out of the year. Wait, October, November, December, it's January, like February, March, April, May, June. Yeah, it's like eight. For the 8 months do you work out of the year?
I mean, I work 8 months out of the year and I don't get $267,000.
Yeah, and you're teaching America. You are teaching our brightest minds. Maybe the next Supreme Court justice. Who's going to make so much more money than you.
Yep. So there is the... I want you to guess. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Okay. There is one person that is regarded as the richest...
Oh, I did Supreme see that
one. I wanted you to guess.
Is she dead?
The richest Supreme Court justice was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She reportedly had a net worth... Okay, so this was written in present tense, so this was before she passed, but...
Okay.
She had a net worth as high as... $18.1 million, while poor Justice Anita Kenton is only worth about $700,000.
Was she worth that much because she just is good at saving?
She was like in the Supreme Court for how long?
Right. Okay. So the Chief Justice, right, makes 267. So I would guess, yes, the rest of the justices make less than that.
Probably. Well, yeah.
So like maybe $200,000. Yeah. And like I am saying like that's exorbitant, right? But like that's also not. I mean, like, CEOs make $11 billion a year.
That's true.
And shit like that.
That's true.
So like $200,000 is not that much money a year.
Right.
So she must have saved a lot, or she was getting money from motherfucking places. Where is she getting this money from?
From her Funko Pops.
From Funko Pop sales. Yeah, she did have a lot of merch.
I
don't think she made money off the merch.
You never know.
Like the notorious RGB shirts. I don't think she made like a fucking commission.
You never know. Like, someone was selling them. Someone was making profit off them.
Yeah, I do wonder where the rest of her money came from.
She probably was really good at saving.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a long time to be making probably a good amount of money. But like, mm-hmm. I mean, she probably wasn't making that. Like, that's the salary now. That's probably not the salary in 1993.
No.
Either way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it is a lot.
It is a lot.
And it is a lot for a public service job.
It is.
But I guess in the grand scheme of things, like, you're probably making less than, like, you would if you just kept lawyering.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like private practice? Yeah.
Yeah.
You just kept lawyering.
You're rolling a lot more than that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So our last fun fact for this topic is... President Ronald Reagan was the last president to have a Supreme Court pick outright rejected. The person he chose was, quote unquote, too extreme for Democrats. The Democrats thought he was too extremely conservative, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So they said, nope. The Senate said, nope.
They're like, fuck you.
Reagan's choice, second choice was Douglas Ginsburg,
okay,
which is interesting. I just realized.
Oh.
I wonder if there's a relation.
Maybe.
Probably.
I'll Google it while you say the rest of this fact.
And then he withdrew his name after it was revealed that he had used marijuana in the 1960s.
That's hilarious.
So then Reagan handed the nominee a third person, settling for current Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Oh. So sorry.
It's very fun.
There's no relation.
Aw.
I mean, Ginsburg's a very popular name.
I'd never heard it besides her.
Really?
That I think of, that I know
like
of.
I feel like it's a pretty popular name.
Yeah, no, just RBG.
RBG? That is interesting. That's really funny. They're like, Doug, we know that you did pot once. You can't be on our committee.
You can't be on our committee.
You can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us. It's funny that's what they were concerned about at that time, too.
Right. Like, oh, my God. Imagine now if they were like... Oh,
I know.
Like, I mean, they did... I'm not trying to downplay, but, yeah. Brett did. Was Brett his name?
Brett Kavanaugh, yeah.
Yeah. But he... I mean, there was like controversy, not like controversy, but like when he was like, I just, you know, drink a little too much beer. You know, there was like a little controversy. You were like, oh, are you still drinking a lot of beer? You know?
Yeah.
So like there is some kind of like moral compass that comes into it.
There is, but
I'm saying that to say like the moral compass as it comes to like sexually assaulting somebody should be taken into account.
Oh, well,
like,
for sure.
Drinking beer, maybe not, you know?
Right. Did they ask him that question, though, or did he offer that information up?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
Because I don't think there was a single...
I think that he offered it up when he was like, I don't know where my penis went.
Yeah.
You know.
I was drinking a little beer, yeah.
It was just a little... Yeah, have a couple beers, you have a good time. You ever been in a frat? You know, like, you know, that kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that they asked any... I don't remember them asking any drug-related questions to...
Just about racist babies.
Right. To Ketanji.
Just racist baby questions. Just pretending she called people war criminals.
Yep.
Just
yep.
Asking her about her sentencing, which aligned with other people's sentencing.
Yep. A lot about abortion. Did we talk
saying
about, did
she was
say
swuffed on crime.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, they did after ask her about abortion.
Abortion, yeah. That one senator. I watched that part too, that senator from Tennessee. I think she was a Republican. And she, like, started so nice and was like, you know, you have some great people here that have said great things about you. And then she, like, all of a sudden turned and was like, abortion. You talked about abortion.
Oh, my God.
Again.
Absolutely nothing happened. I just thought
that was the second time that's happened.
It was so scary. I might pee myself.
The fear in your eyes was so extreme.
I don't know why I felt like it was a person, but I thought it was a person.
I'm glad that your reaction to some person being next to you wouldn't be like, oh, get out of here. You're like, whoa!
I hit the blanket a little bit too, so like it was like
just swat at the person and then go, ooh!
Oh my god.
Oh my god, for all of you listening.
Oh.
She there
for the second time.
The second time. I guess out of the corner of her eye she saw the blanket move that's above us, that's hanging around us.
Oh my gosh.
And she freaked out.
Well, I thought it was somebody. And then, like, my mind always rationalizes, like, oh, it must be my husband. But, like, then I'm like, why the fuck is he down here? What is he doing?
And that would be you.
Yeah. I don't know. Woo! Why is he just standing really close to me? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh, my God.
I wish I got that on video and I could just replay that.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.
Okay, but like maybe for real, my basement's haunted and I am seeing people. And then it just ends up being a blanket because the ghost disappeared.
Yeah, God. Oh, well.
I remember what we were talking about before I died.
I don't think it matters at this point. That's what we got for the Supreme Court.
I think it's great. I learned a lot, actually.
Me too.
I didn't know much about the Supreme. I feel like, out of all of the... I feel like when we were in school, they were like... Yeah, there are three equal divisions of the government. And now let me tell you everything about the president and nothing about anybody else.
Right. No, that's true. Right. You just learned basically about the president and...
A little bit about Congress and the House.
I don't really remember. I don't... And honestly, in my K-12 career, I never really understood the Senate or the House or...
No, definitely Schoolhouse Rock taught me more than... my government class.
Oh, for sure.
Well, thank you. If you made it this far, thank you for joining us. I hope you learned a lot today on this episode about the SCOTUS. We will be back maybe next week, maybe weeks from now. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with my body.
Yeah.
When we see you again, we hope that between that time and... Now that you stay curious. 6 of 1.